You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Beckley, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batour Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
The Miami Heat, Stugatz, wins by 3. Zeller gave him 4.
Yep.
The difference in the game is they can withstand the Zeller minutes. This improbable dark arts of a sorcery team can have Jimmy Butler not play particularly well. You'd think you'd need him to be Jimmy. You'd need him to be maximum Jimmy in order to beat Jokic or the MVP at the height of his powers.
Especially on the road.
Especially in a place where you haven't won in 7 years. Especially in a place where Denver is not only not lost at home in the playoffs, hasn't lost at home since March!
Month is it?
Since March. And so you drag around Lowry and Zeller, and you club Denver over the head with that? With that?
Jeff Van Gundy's convinced that Kyle Lowry's playing well. I don't know what he's watching.
He's doing what Kyle does. He's running around, getting in people's way, hitting the occasional big shot, then he comes out.
No, it'll be competitor. Listen, they can withstand Zeller and Lowry going minus 14 in 8 minutes as long as, okay, Kyle, no one else on the team will turn the ball over. You'll do it 3 or 4 times. Just hit 3 threes and get off the court. Hit somebody, strip somebody, flop and get a cheap call, get an offensive rebound and get off the court.
I feel like I'm our Kyle Lowry. Like, no. I do a bunch of things throughout the game that sometimes you're like, that was kind of helpful. But then there's just a few times where you're like, that was not helpful at all.
You called yourself Kevin Love last week.
Oh, well, I'm a lot of people.
Why are you Kevin Love?
How about Kevin Love adjustment? Huh? Who could have seen that coming? Oh, me.
This is the I Told You So show. Amin El Hassan, you can check out what he and Tom Haberstroh are putting together post-game. He told you don't double Jokic. Don't double him.
Let him eat.
Let him eat.
And he ate.
And he does eat. I don't know if you saw this, Dugat. Skip Bayless kept calling Jokic lucky shots. He called it greasing them in. He said he's a big tub of Crisco. And George Karl said of Skip Bayless, the man is an embarrassment to sports media. because that is exactly how Jokic does it. It's hit, it's farted over here, it's with his elbow, it's you don't understand how it is that it's got 7 pivot moves and then it just dribbles in because he's intent on breaking your heart with, no, I'm not going to swish it. It's going to look to you like it's coming off and I'm going to bleed you to death 1 bounce at a time, 7 bounces on the rim.
There's multiple possessions in that game where you're like, he was well defended there, and it just doesn't matter.
No, you find yourself screaming, how?
It's not just well defended there. It is Bam's got a right to say, I do this as well as anyone, Anthony Davis included. I am as good at defense as he is at offense, and no, you're not. And I love your defense. It's hugely important, and no, you're not. And the MVP of the league is now 0-3, Stugatz, because he should be 3-time MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And Duncan Robinson is mean mugging him. Right, down 7 in the fourth quarter, headed into the fourth quarter, Duncan Robinson's going to bail you out.
I mean, he changed that game. You got to give him credit. I mean, Duncan was ready. It's always a different guy, seemingly every night for the Heat. And last night it was Gabe Vincent, and Strus gave you a good start in the first quarter. But then Duncan came and turned that game around.
That Duncan Robinson mean mug kind of reminded me of Tyler Hero's mean mug, and now I'm worried.
What's similar about those two?
Worried because Tyler Hero's mean mug ended up losing later in the playoffs after beating the Celtics?
Exactly. No, the Lakers series.
But didn't he mean mug in the Celtics series?
Yeah.
It was the Lakers series.
Yeah, it was the Lakers series. Yeah.
Okay, so now you. So I just want to hear Roy's analysis on this is you're now afraid they're going to lose because the superstition of Tyler Hero made a face and Duncan has made a face. Yeah, go sit in the penalty box.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. How is that any different than they haven't lost since March at home? There's been like four games since March. It's the NBA.
Not interested in disputing whether it's a penalty or not.
Oh, come on.
Get out.
It's a similar thing.
Get out. I don't care. It's terrible analysis. I'm super. It's the same thing. Your analysis.
Wait until my Panthers analysis.
We You've may got not notes? Get to it. You got to go, bro.
You've I got notes. Rules.
Wow.
I'll give it to you later because I'm going to the penalty box.
Right.
You
guys 2 minutes.
We're sending him to game five and game seven. If there's game five or game seven, Vegas looks overwhelming.
How many?
So did the Nuggets in game one. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing?
How many teams that have reached the finals have this where you know the two guys are going to be in at the end, Bam and Jimmy, but there's like eight guys that could be in those final three spots. I feel like this is Spo. If we win this title, this is Spo's championship. It's not Jimmy. Yeah. It's Spo. I'm waiting for one time for Mark Jackson or Jeff Van Gundy to tell me that a coach on the other team has done something. All I hear is Spo's zone, Spo starting Kevin Love. I haven't heard anything Mike Malone has done, Missoula, Tom Thibodeau, the butcher. Spo is running circles around these other coaches
in
this playoffs.
Chris, but Mike Malone was really good. Michael, excuse me, he doesn't like Mike. Michael Malone was really good in the first game where they blew him out. Like, he was excellent.
All right, I'm not doing.
Listen,
I want to play this sound of Eric Spoelstra really dismissing Ramona Shelburne in a way that was unnecessary. I mean, at this time of year, the Heat have so much bleep off in them, like all of you. We don't care what any of you think about anything. That Spo is being uncharacteristic with a career reporter who is very good, being rude, answering a question that all the broadcasters were talking about last night, and everybody was noticing, which is, when Jokic scores 40, they've lost three times, but if he's the centerpiece of the offense and just passing the ball to everybody, if you take away his passing, then all of a sudden you might win the game. And Spo's like, you're all idiots. You're all idiots and assholes.
The video team is working on that. Before they get to that sound, can I just talk about...
Good setup, though.
I'm just saying, Kyle...
Okay, $5. Are you in charge today? Are you in charge? Because we've got chaos coming, and you're the alleged executive producer. Put $5 in here, and you're handling everything, and it's already a little messy.
Now he's mad.
Well, who are you mad at? The video department? You're mad at the video department?
No, we have the video.
Chris is rattled right now, Dan. What are you doing?
I want to talk to Chris for a second. This is because we're headed into a week of chaos, and if Chris isn't going to control things, I got to find someone who is. Because Mike Ryan's in Vegas already, and I don't trust what's happening there in any way.
How could you?
Amin is looking for the Jokic brothers. He's looking.
Why?
I don't know.
What a scary assignment that is.
I don't know.
Those are two guys I would not be looking for. I mean, sorry.
And Roy has notes. And so we've got to get to the Roy notes.
If you want to know what I'm up to, I was trying to figure out a way because all of the broadcasters are very in love with Spoelstra. So I was trying to find a joke to feed Stugatz to say that they have Sponers.
But you couldn't find it?
I couldn't get there, and then we started looking for the video, and then we were talking about Ramona Shelburne, and Roy had notes, and it was just, there's a lot going on.
Well, yes, put it on the poll. Do all the broadcasters have Sponers? And yes, Chris Cody is saying, what you got, adjustments, Michael Malone, even though none of us know what the bleep we're talking about with this stuff. The adjustments were the Heat made half their threes. And when they do that, they tend to win. They did it 8 times during the season. They did it 4 times against the Celtics, 2x against the Bucks, and now they've done it in Denver. You shoot 50% from three, you're largely going to win.
But Spo is watching film. He's making adjustments. Malone is just yelling at his players. Play harder.
More effort.
Play better defense.
More effort.
How about you, coach? I mean, seriously.
Malone says flatly, we're going down to Miami and we're going to win one because we're going to be more disciplined and we're going to work harder.
Great.
It also helps when you have more than two free throws and maybe a goaltend. Maybe.
A goaltend, Jimmy stepped out of bounds. Again, they lost.
We got some help.
The Nuggets lost by 3, and they gave up 4 Zeller points. The Zeller stuff is funny, man. He gets stripped as often as I would out there.
We criticize Zeller, but he had as many baskets in that game as Porter.
He is clumsy.
He is, yes.
He is clumsy, and I don't trust him to not be clumsy. And Channing Frye said, because we're all untrained eyes, Channing Frye, who played, says you got to start Zeller against Jokic.
That's an all-timer.
You can't do
that. You got to start Zeller. Not Love and pull some people out so that Love can be on Aaron Gordon. Yeah, more Zeller minutes is the answer. Do you understand how much fewer Zeller minutes there need to be?
This is Spo's time, though. I'm telling you. This is what we're going to look back on 20 years from now. This was Spo's championship.
I agree, yes. Well, if they win the championship.
They have not won the championship yet. Let's slow down, Homer guy. Okay, let's slow down. Homer guy, rah-rah, coach, my coach is the greatest. And just play the sound.
I'm just waiting for one adjustment. I just want to hear Van Gundy or Mark Jackson, because I agree with you. I'm not seeing these adjustments, but I hear them praising Spo, and I don't hear them saying anything. It's all Jokic over there.
But just so that you understand, because Spo is directing this at everybody, because it's not just Ramona Shelburne. It's everybody who was saying, oh, you just get Jokic to stop getting assists. You can't do that. That's not a thing. He's the MVP of the league. He gets usually whatever he wants. You don't prevent him from doing anything. Maybe some zone will work a little bit. But Spo's talking to everyone when he's saying, your eye's not as trained as mine. Everybody.
Hey, Coach. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. This is probably oversimplifying things, but sometimes when teams play against Jokic, you turn him into a scorer, you turn him into a passer, and he controls the game. He only had 4 assists tonight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just... That's the untrained eye that says something like that. This guy's an incredible player. You know, twice in 2 seasons, he's been the best player on this planet. You can't just say, oh, make him a scorer. That's not how they play. They have so many different actions that just get you compromised. We have to focus on what we do. You know, we try to do things the hard way. And he requires you to do many things the hard way. He has our full respect. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
The question being asked of him, part of the reason that it's funny, he knows how hard what it was to do that to them. Because here, Spo, your magic toolbox. Here, I'm going to put it in with my elbow, and it's going to bounce 7 times on the rim, and I'm just going to keep doing that. And that whole BAM advantage that you have, he's going to get stuck in my armpit. And I'm going to keep scoring.
You felt like that was rude of Spo, that response? I felt like he did it with a smile. He was very respectful.
No,
hey, he's tired of the analysis because the analysis is bad.
No, that was not a smile.
I mean, that's
no,
a smile.
No, sharks don't smile. Like, that's not a smile. No. That coach in that moment was a cannibal.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Libertard.
We are crazed right now.
Yes. You are pathetic, Chris.
What are you
doing? Sugats is a liar.
I'm not saying.
He's keeping this act over there. Jets has been right the entire time about the Miami Heat. And Amin here is getting buried by Heat Nation. He's been telling you. He's been keeping
You're
it real.
You're praising Strus. He was 0-for-9.
Strus keeps shooting.
What is that? What are we doing?
When Strus goes to the cup, he's looking to lay it up. He's not looking to turn it over like Duncan Robinson is. Duncan Robinson is a coward.
Listen.
He
is a coward. All right.
Stugatz.
Chris. A coward.
And Chris. Bam can be Bam in D.C. I am done with him. And Kyle Lowry's one of the worst postseason players in the history of the NBA.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
We're going to celebrate the Panther stuff in a second, even though they lost, because I saw the Greg Cody headline. And honest to God, even though I know it's so, I had to sort of shake my head and be like, Cody's got this wrong, right? He's like, after 8 consecutive road playoff wins, the Panthers finally lose one. And I thought about it for a second, and I'm like, how are they winning 8? How? What? Like 8 straight road playoff wins, and on that one, they score at the end of the second period, and they're going into the third period, and you're feeling good about, like, really, they're going to do this again, and then Vegas falls on their head.
Yeah.
And Billy doesn't love
the theatrics. I hate it. Let's play hockey. I'm here for some puck, not for a show. You know what I mean? Knights fighting on the ice with swords. Okay. But then we have people ascending to the ceiling, and they have all these LED lights. Let's just play hockey. Like, I tuned in at 8 o'clock to watch a hockey game. Let's watch a hockey game at 8 o'clock. You want to do all that other stuff, do it at 7:30, not at 8 o'clock. These games are late enough as it is. Luckily, that was a weekend, okay? So I can stay up on the weekend and watch because it's not a school night. But the other days, we need to start the game when the game needs to start. We don't need that. And if this is how Las Vegas is going to be treating their sports, take the teams away from them.
Oh, my God.
You've waited this long to get all these teams, and now we're just doing, like, these cheap shows before. No, thank you.
Get to hockey.
Exactly right. Yeah. What's next? Magicians? I mean, what are we doing here?
That would be cool, actually.
That would be cool. Blue Man Group is going to be spilling paint all over the ice.
But, Billy, you love that stuff. You love all that stuff.
Not with my hockey.
Really?
Not with my hockey.
You can't mix the two?
There's a line. A blue line.
Plus, the Knights always win in this pre-show battle. Like, it's got to be boring for, like, the season ticket holders.
You want a loss?
Show. I'm just saying. It's like the same show.
The Globetrotters.
Oh, yeah. The Panther mascot comes out.
It's like Verstappen.
I mean, like, it's predictable.
Same thing every
week. Surprise me one time.
Surprise me with a loss. Just dump one.
Some adversity, you know, that the team has to now come back and avenge.
They're like the Harlem Globetrotters. Like, knock it off. Nobody... That's not...
They're bored with it. You could see it in the performance. They're like, yeah, this hit, and then this hit. Okay, now you take my sword.
But, Billy, the part I'm surprised by with you is I think you would like an actual Renaissance fair. Like
more than a hockey game.
I would imagine that you would. I would imagine that if I said to you at any other time in your life before right now, hey, Billy, do you think I could make hockey better with a joust? Yeah. I feel like you would say yes to that. Well, like, you'd be the first to say yes to that.
How would, Dan, that sounds silly. How would you even joust on ice? Are the horses wearing skates? How would we make this happen? You know, that I'd be interested
Vegas,
in seeing.
Vegas,
what do we do?
Vegas can do these things. As you know, they have a lot of people. Are the performances cheesy or are they inspiring? Because it's a big spectacle and all of sports is going toward the gambling money. All of it. So we're going to have football and baseball and Vegas and ref scandals and everything else.
What a time.
Whoa.
I mean, we're going to have great, great stuff coming as soon as everything gets to Vegas.
Is Wayne Newton made an appearance yet? Is he going to? Who's first, him or Carrot Top, dropping the puck or whatever they do in hockey?
Huh. Roy, can you help us here? Is our Game 5 to Game 7 correspondent
what's in your notes
from
there,
Vegas?
Yeah.
What is in your notes?
My notes have the mistakes that the Panthers made. During game one. It has nothing about Wayne Newton. No.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm. Nothing about Wayne
Newton. The weird thing about that game is that for both teams, anytime they had real scoring chances, the goalie made miraculous saves, and all the goals happened to be those, like, weird ones that get deflected.
Weird game.
It was just a weird game.
Yep.
I don't think it's fair for any goalie on earth to have to endure 2 screens, given how fast everyone out there is moving. I think that's an unfair thing. That I felt bad for Bobrovsky.
You see Bobrovsky, like,
I'm like, this job is really hard already for a lot of different reasons. 2 screeners, not fair.
Imagine in baseball if you could just put somebody in front of the hitter.
I learned something.
The hitter had to be like, wait, what?
You say it's a weird game.
Dodge the pitch, though.
That's right. That's what it's like, though. I felt bad for Bobrovsky. I'm like, really? Hill's going to make that save on Cousins. It's going to be a stick save. It's going to be the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
No, that's on Cousins.
Yeah.
That's on Nick Cousins. You got to
go top shelf.
Up.
Yeah.
Got to get that puck. And he got stoned twice after the save by Hill. The defenseman came in.
Yeah.
The defenseman came in with his stick and knocked the puck away. So that's twice he got knocked out of the goal there.
There was some water cooler talk earlier, Dan, and I'm wondering where you stand on this. Some people were saying before the show, maybe it's time to pull Bob and you make a change at goalie. Obviously, the Panthers are here because of how great he's been doing, but maybe you make the change a little bit too early rather than too late.
Tony, repeat what you just said off mic.
Billy does a weird thing where he says water cooler talk, but he's the one that said it to me.
Yeah. That's right.
Like, I don't care. Yeah.
Thank you for betraying him.
He's the only one at the water cooler.
He was the only
one. I was there with him.
No,
he was standing
there by himself, and you guys were cooking up shit takes.
We were just asking questions, Dan. Shakes. Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's say Bob gives a five-goal save, they're down 0-2. Then do you start having the conversation, or do you think about it now?
This is what you are,
Give him some rest. Rest his legs.
This is what you are.
I also said maybe Spencer Knight says, hey, I'm ready to come back.
Give him some rest. He's about the Hurricanes. Give him some rest.
That's why he needs rest, man.
Exactly. Oh, boy.
I don't like the passive aggressive nature of Billy in general. And
what does that even mean? We're just having a hot. I like to let you know something, gang. Right now in this room, there are two credentialed members of the hockey media: Roy Bellamy and Billy Gill.
What about me?
Chris Cody as well.
Yeah, you're going as
and
a fan.
And also me.
Yeah. No, you're going as a fan too.
It's actually all of us except Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I'm saying is some people have to be impartial and ask the difficult questions.
We will get to Jeremy being a journalist, allegedly credentialed media member at the Heat game in a second. He lost his voice screaming at the arena where there were no players.
He also hurt his hand with pom-poms, I heard. One hand had a pom-pom, the other hand had a mic.
A regional, national, and international embarrassment, just screaming in the stands, not doing journalism at all, losing his voice, celebrating the greatest fourth quarter the Miami Heat have ever had.
He's just in the back saying, I do my job.
We'll get to that sound in a second, but I just want to scamper back to where Billy is, anarchist Billy.
Replacing Bob?
Well, this just not just replacing Bob, but just his general joy around luring you in to what I believe to be the Meadowlark Media corner where the meth is cooked. You and him go over there, and you go and you start talking, and next thing you know, Bobrovsky is benched because he's allowed 5 goals, and we didn't trust him.
We're just playing out scenarios. We're asking the right questions, Dan. There might only be 3 games left. You don't want to, you want to go down swinging with the right goalie.
Okay. You know? Just truly terrible. We will get to Roy's notes in a second.
But we'll revisit this tomorrow, Dan.
I hope not.
I hope not, too, honestly. I hope that Bob pulls it together and Paul Maurice doesn't have to make a move. That's the head coach.
Yes, but if he doesn't, just know we said it today, Dan. That's all that matters.
He just Googled what the name of the coach was.
No, I know this.
What's his name?
He started caring 4 games ago, and now he's a credentialed media member who's not a fan, who's got more journalistic credentials than both Jeremy and Chris.
I'll tell you this much. I will not be cheering in the press box on Thursday.
Wow.
Because I won't know what's going on.
Roy, we will get to your notes in a second. Amin, we will see if we can sober him up wherever he is. He's trying to chase down the mythical Jokic brothers. Mike Ryan is in Vegas and already polluted, so that's not going to go well. But last night, and I'm not kidding you, when I heard this morning, I legitimately burst out laughing. And it's not because Ryan Cortez, Parakeet Cortez, has done something extraordinarily stupid throughout these playoffs where he's infiltrating Boston sports radio. But yesterday, he infiltrated, after that game, Denver sports radio. And
it should be titled Indifferent Denver Sports Radio.
Right.
But it's not. It's something like Altitude, whatever. Altitude Sports Radio. He infiltrates it. And he...
It's a great name. The
it's
Altitude.
It's a great name because it's high. I think the show's called In the Paint.
Okay, and right. And so Cortez calls with his Miami stupidity, but the part about me, the part that was my favorite part of this is the very end of it when a sort of bemused, confused broadcaster reacts to what has just happened.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. Nuggets lose. Carl, you are next on In the Paint. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, what's up, Nate? Thank you so much for taking my call.
For sure, man.
I wanted to talk about the adjustments that Michael Malone made tonight. I was watching the game from the new Flanagan's by the arena, and the guy next to me, his name's Sedano, he kept saying in Spanish, bistec empanizada con mole y maduro, which loosely it translates to culture chatter is in Denver radio. The Nuggets played like, you coward! Let's go!
Cool, Carl. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. I don't understand anything that you said. Jeff, you are next on In the Paint.
In the paint, man. I got to tune in more often.
What he said in Spanish was breaded steak, of course, with white rice and black beans. That's what he said, but it got translated.
I don't understand anything that you said. Jeff, you are next on In the Paint.
He also summoned Jorge Sedano. He name-dropped Sedano for no good reason. One more time, just because I want flustered broadcaster. Stugatz, this has happened a lot recently. The Chief fan base took us seriously. The Bills fan base took us seriously. The 49ers fan base took us seriously. I love whenever a confused, we're very serious about our sports city, gets a furnace blast of Ryan Cortez playing Pitbull songs and making just a general idiot of himself.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. Nuggets lose. Carl, you are next on In the Paint. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, what's up, Nate? Thank you so much for taking my call.
For sure, man.
I wanted to talk about the adjustments that Michael Malone made tonight. I was watching the game from the new Flanagan's by the arena, and the guy next to me, his name's Sedano, he kept saying in Spanish, bistec empanizada con mole y maduro, which loosely it translates to culture chatter is in Denver radio. The Nuggets played like, you coward! Let's go eat!
Cool, Carl. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. I don't understand anything that you said. Jeff, you are next on In the Paint.
Right to Jeff.
You coward!
I just also want you to imagine, with his sunglasses on at midnight, him moving away from the phone with, let's go eat! Like, he's not even near the phone anymore.
Cool, Carl.
And I translated it wrong. It wasn't just rice and black beans. Also some plantains. Some lovely bananas are in there as well. Translated loosely is heat culture.
He is bananas, yes.
Cool, Carl.
And that guy, that Denver broadcaster, like,
cool, Carl. Yeah, thank working, you for the call.
It's
we
a special
that.
Realm of hell. Midnight taking calls.
Oh, he's hosting In the Paint, Dan. He's in heaven.
I don't understand anything that you said. Jeff, you are next on In the Paint. I don't understand anything that you said. Jeff, you are next on In the Paint.
Guy killed it.
Culture chatter is in Denver radio. The Nuggets played like, you coward! Let's go eat!
Cool, Carl. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. I don't understand anything that you said. Jeff, you are next on In the Paint.
Dan Le Batard.
Sports.
Stugatz.
More sports.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
We've got to get to Roy's hockey notes. You guys mentioned, because I really do, when I watch that sport, I am mesmerized by just how insane all of it is. The speed, how technically proficient these people are, where Roy can say, and Stugatz can say, and be right, that one of the greatest goalie stick saves I've ever seen. You got to go top shelf there, Cousins. You're in front of the net. It's a wide open net. Nobody gets those opportunities, and you miss two of them. And as an added bonus, they hit you in the face with a stick at the end. And I'm just going to say that again. Normal part of playoff hockey. You don't see that happening in basketball. They hit you in the face with a stick after you were sitting there. You not only missed two goal chances of a lifetime in the final.
Yeah.
Nick Cousins had a rough game.
He did.
He got roughed up all night. It was pretty bad.
The only chance the goalie has of making that save is if Cousins did what he did, which is go low. If he puts it top shelf, he knows it's a goal.
Regardless, Hill made a beautiful save and made a beautiful save on a play that started beautifully with its Montour to Tkachuk to Cousins. You're right there. They set you up. These two great people, they just put it for you there. Here, just put it in. Oh, I'm sorry. The Vegas keeper is going to make an amazing save from his dreams, because that's the save every goalie wants to make with a stick. I want to cover hockey our way, getting to Roy's notes and getting to Stugatz. I'm very excited about this tomorrow as we go local all week from 9 to 10. Randy Moeller is going to join us, and that is a voice from the past for us. One of the things that he has done, he's the radio voice for the Panthers. We had so much fun with him, so much fun.
Yep.
Because we were laughing at the idea of not merely hockey in Florida, but hockey in Florida on the radio. How is that? Let's make it entertaining. How do we make that entertaining? It's hard because the game moves very fast, and Randy Moeller has made it very entertaining for a generation of fans. local legend covering this team, following this terrible franchise around, surviving every administration of terrible management because everyone loves Randy Moeller. And a long time ago, he agreed to just, on actual goals on the radio, respecting nothing, just do an assortment of pop culture references, movie references, when Radek Dvorak would score. So let's just play a couple of those in honor of Randy Moeller, who will join us tomorrow. And also, we got to check in with a hungover Mike Ryan in Vegas.
Bollmeister on the left point. Steps in. Wrist drop right on. They shoot. They score! She blinded me with science. Stillman right out in front. They shoot. They score! Make me a bicycle clown. Here's Horton. Top of the faceoff circle. Doesn't shoot the puck. Now he gets a shot away. Rebound to Booth. Right out in front again. The Panthers swab at it. And they score! This game is tied up at 3. Waka waka. Panthers come right back with a 2-on-1 down the left side. Here's Ballard with a wrist shot. Shoots. He scores! We've landed on the moon. Dvorak takes a shot. Loose puck right out in front. Pelton in. Pucks in the rebound. What's in the box? The Panthers have a 2-0 lead.
Spoiler alert. Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
What?
Play another one for me here. Randy Moeller will join us live, and then 9 to 10 Eastern tomorrow.
Down the goal line to Stillman. He skates up. Faceoff dot. Turnaround shot. Traffic out in front. Loose puck. They shoot. They score! Bollmeister paid that man his money. There's Bollmeister, the smooth skating defenseman up the middle. Pass was off the mark. Now there's a turnover. Here's Campbell, and he fans on it. Rebound by Oles. They shoot. They score! Who's your daddy, and what does he do? Panthers get control of it, though. Again, here's Boynton on the right wing. Throws it out in front. They shoot. They score! You're my boy, Blue! Zednik throws a cross-ice pass to Horton. He fakes. Fires. Scores! Nathan Horton skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
You got to sell that one more.
You do. Yeah. Don't criticize the legend. Find me as many of those as you can, because I legitimately can't play enough of those. We have to check in with Mike Ryan as well. But, Sugats, I learned something on Saturday that was both funny and surprising, because my wife and I rescued a dog, and there are things that you learn about a dog, like from the Redlands. Somebody left a pit bull out there, and he's a wimp.
Right.
He's scared of everything, including, I learned Saturday.
It's not his fault, Dan. I mean, that he's a wimp. I mean, he's been left alone.
He's abandoned, you know, yeah. He's been through a lot.
Under
tough streets.
I don't know what he's been through. I imagine it was not a great life, but I imagine also that whatever his past includes was not what happened to me Saturday night, which is I learned that my pit bull, muscled, strong dog is clearly afraid of the hockey horn sound when a goal scores. And it was happening a lot on Saturday, and he was just running away from the television because it's the greatest sound in sports. But a disoriented dog was just quivering in the corner, scared. And in the third period, it was like, why does this keep happening?
So you watched it not on mute, huh?
Wow.
Congratulations. That's volume. Wild. How about you?
Growth, Dan.
And look at what my reward is.
A scared dog.
A terrified,
that's so sweet.
A terrified dog, because right after the jousting and everything, Vegas was insane.
So you're thinking goalie change as well? Or,
I mean, people are saying it.
Let's play the sound here of the report. Mike Ryan has landed in Vegas. God knows what time it is right there. God knows if he's slept at all and what kind of intoxicants he's on. But let's just play sound from Mike Ryan. He's not chasing the Jokic brothers in Denver. That's a meme. But let's play the sound before we introduce Mike Ryan and his nice hat.
I'm actually hearing, we're about to play this sound here, I'm actually hearing Mike Ryan is hopping in the Zoom. But let's play this video first to set it up.
All right, is the video ready? Because a lot is happening around here this week. It's crazy. This is a careening clown car that is going to pinball all over the place, and I'm very scared we're going to get in trouble this week because it's hard to keep the lights on and we shouldn't do any of this stuff live. Let's go ahead and go to Mike's initial report. Was it from the Vegas airport? Was it around slot machines? Where was he? Let's listen in.
Howdy, folks. Here in fabulous Las Vegas. Have a great time. Just landed. And gonna create a lot of special content for all you guys out there. It's Sunday Fun Day. World is our oyster. And we're just getting going. Where's the Tropicana? It's
the wrong kind of big cat. Different big cat's gonna be taking over the strip. Let's get a drink.
Welcome to the world famous Las Vegas Strip. As you can see behind me, it's a real
Man, my battery's dead.
No, no, I have a. There's a battery store right in there. Battery store, right? There's a battery store right in there. I'll come.
Wait.
Yep.
No, you want me to get it?
No, I'll get it. Yeah, yeah. Five minutes. Just 5 minutes.
He's got a gambling problem. That's what this is gonna happen.
Hello, Michael. Michael.
Is this Mike?
Michael Daniel. You want Michael?
Is this Mike Ryan?
This. Michael Smith, hey, listen here, okay? D1, okay? Do you know what D1 means? D1 means don't worry about nothing, okay? Don't worry about nothing. Mikael, he's in good hands, okay? That's all you need to know.
He was kidnapped, but we have him in the Zoom.
I'm trying to reach Mike Ryan.
No, you'll see Michael. You'll see Mikael. You'll see him tomorrow, okay? He'll be okay.
Hey, let him know his producer, John, is trying to reach him.
He'll know. I got you, okay? I'll leave a message, okay? Give some ask, okay? Make sure you say hello to Hanalo, okay?
Unbelievable.
Some honey, the Hanalo sushi, okay? Go Panthers, go out, meow. Take care, okay? Ciao.
I mean, we sent Mike to Vegas on a Metal Arc account. I didn't know we had sent John Reed to Vegas on a Metal Arc account. Do we trust him enough to have him in Vegas? I don't know.
Gotta have a producer.
I don't know about that one, Dan.
Mike Ryan, thank you, Tony. I don't know why he's there on an account. Mike, are you sober? What time is it right now in Vegas?
Oh, okay. They got to patch us through.
Mike, you got us?
Mike, are you there Okay, excellent work by you guys. Thank you. I appreciate that
this is a them issue.
Ready to go.
Your concerns have been validated.
But just look at him.
I mean,
holy shit.
I didn't know he was going. I didn't know what we could have used him here.
Was that a Haitian accent? What was that accent?
The kidnapper is of undetermined foreign kidnapping skills and ethnicity.
Well, bad skills if he's in the
Zoom.
From
Top Gun.
It's just a general exactly, threatening
just
accent. Could be from anywhere in the world. Could be any kind of person.
There he goes.
Yes. Yeah, Vegas nightclub life is no good for him.
I can't hear nobody. No, by the way.
You can hear me. You can. Mike, can you give us a report here from Vegas? Roy's going out for games 5 and 7. Oh. We haven't had time to get to Roy's notes, Roy's mistakes. Do you want to go over them with him? Do you guys, Roy, go ahead and handle this segment here with Mike Ryan and talk about our hockey coverage.
Is he at the Waldorf? I mean,
I can't hear them.
All right, Mike, I will try not to go as loud. Fine. You got a hangover, so I'm going to go over with the mistakes that the Panthers made. So let's go with the Jonathan Marchessault show going right now, all right? So both your D-men went behind the net, both of them covering one man. That left the front of the net wide open for Jonathan Marchessault. So that's one mistake right there. He had some bad luck with Anthony Duclair blocking a shot. So he was hobbled on the ice, could not get off the ice.
Right.
And Shea Theodore made a move on him at the blue line, turned around, left him in the dust, ended up in the middle of the ice. And the screen in front of Bob could not see the puck.
Trying to see the puck was one of the great videos.
I thought he was going to start jumping up and down on his skates. Yes.
And then the last mistake here, the Mark Stone goal, Aaron Ekblad tried to clear the puck out of the zone. Puck rolled up on him, ended up being a pop fly, basically. And Mark Stone knocked it down with a high stick, which they reviewed. I still think it was a high stick, but...
Same. They were saying that it's when he's standing tall, right?
But he's tall.
Because he's skating, lower. Get out of here. If it's above the shoulder, it's a high stick.
Yeah, he leaned to the right, so his shoulder dipped a little bit.
But they're saying if he was standing straight, it would not have been a high stick. That's what they're saying.
The puck was over the crossbar.
They were projecting.
Mike Ryan, your thoughts. Live coverage from Vegas, hungover, 6 o'clock in the morning, get some sleep. Your thoughts on Roy's mistakes. He still can't hear me? All right. Excellent work, John Reed. Thank you. Now's a good time to take care of the lights and everything there with the last 4 seconds of the segment. Thank you, gentlemen, for all your hard work.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm going to kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.